The Honest Truth, Humanity Half Hour. Honouring those who dig deep into their own humanity to bring about social justice and lift their voices for the voiceless.
Welcome back to the conversation, the Humanity Half Hour, weekday evenings on The Honest Truth, where the spotlight falls on individuals and or organisations who are out there transforming lives. Joining us in studio this evening is Jason Newmark, the MD of Future Proof Western Cape, as well as Lana Sinclair, one of the coaches at Future Proof. Guys, good evening and welcome to the conversation.
Hi, thank you for having us.
No, yeah, it's great to be here.
Absolute pleasure. Jason, if I can start with you. Future Proof, interesting tagline, captivating one, mind you, a business built on purpose. Can you share some of that?
Yeah, well, Future Proof, we're all about architecting futures through entrepreneurial education. So our business is made up of entrepreneurs, and what we do is we go into schools. One of the ways we do this is going to schools and teaching kids and giving them the skills they need to start a business, and also importantly giving them or showing them the mindset that you need to become an entrepreneur.
Okay, so it's primarily through education that you guys step in there?
Through entrepreneur education, yes.
All right, because it's quite interesting. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of it. Entrepreneurship is seen as a vehicle, particularly to tackle unemployment in the country, yet there's always a bit of a rider that there's not much support for it, and including in education. What is your experience highlighted in terms of why it's so important that organizations like yourself are out there sharing entrepreneurial skills?
Yeah, I think the main problems are is the way that schools are still taught. They're still kind of taught in that industrialization era where they're not taught to be creative and think out the box. And fundamentally, the teachers who teach them also aren't equipped to be able to show them or teach them the entrepreneur way. You know, they can all be lawyers and doctors, but we show them how to be entrepreneurs as well. That's also an avenue, and that's also a possibility for them to take forward into the future. And the reason we actually go into schools, we start with kids from 9 up until 17, is to show them these tools so that they can start practicing and start failing and start learning instead of getting out of school and getting into the corporate world and then figuring out and then thinking they want to become entrepreneurs.
Sure.
So we really want them to start young and start cultivating that entrepreneurial mindset and thinking from a young age.
What is that, the entrepreneurial mindset?
Well, the mindset actually, so that's actually the first lesson in our four-part introduction where we go into schools once a week for four lessons. But the first one is the mindset of an entrepreneur, and studies have shown that the four traits or the mindsets that these kids and entrepreneurs that are the most successful have is self-motivation, opportunity awareness, need for achievement, and that's meaning need for achievement is not being the best but wanting to be the best. And the fourth one is tenacity, which is never to give up, which is, you know, all four traits are key characteristics going forward. You can lose your business partner or cash flow, or the business can come crumbling down, as it will at stages, but if you can keep those four mindsets in place, you can always rebuild.
Yeah.
And that's something we really try to get the kids to understand when starting their own business.
It's good for life, in fact, a good life lesson there.
Yeah, exactly. I think if everyone could apply that, we'd be all much better off.
Jason Newmark joining us in conversation this evening on The Honest Truth as part of the Humanity Half Hour from Future Proof SA. And what sort of entrepreneurial programs do you share with the children?
So actually, it's not just with the children. The difference with what makes us unique, Future Proof, is we actually do what we call the 360-degree approach. So we go in with the kids, teaching them the skills, the mindsets, but we also do it with the workshops with the parents and with the teachers. So in terms of the teachers, we'll have a workshop where we encourage them and give them tools that they can create an entrepreneurial environment at school and with the parents as well when they go home, because we don't just want to give the kids the skills. We want everybody to be cultivating that mind or that environment at home and at school.
All right.
And then from the programs, we have the four-lesson program, which is our introductory lesson, which It's basically an introduction for the kids on how to start and grow their business. And then we also have boot camps, and we've then got a 12-week program, which is almost like our incubator, but that's once a week for 12 weeks, where we delve more into depth in certain subjects, as you would call, but yeah. Or lessons.
And how many schools are participating in your program so far?
Altogether, we've done about, in Joburg and down here, about 2,000 kids.
Wow.
At the moment, we're busy with Parkfields Primary in Hanover Park. So tomorrow is our fourth lesson with them, which caps off our introductory lesson to them.
Mm.
And then also in the Cape of Gullis now, we're looking at actually all the schools in that area, which is about 5,000 kids altogether. So, yeah, it's rolling out and expanding.
Lana, you one of the coaches of Future Proof. Sorry to interrupt the filming there.
Mm-hmm.
how have you found the children responding to these programs and to the entrepreneurial way of doing things?
Well, I specialize in women empowerment, so I wanted to get involved because I always feel that when they're younger, it makes such an impression and can shape their future. The response has been amazing. I have seen children after our second class coming back and telling us they've started a business. And the wonderful thing about there's so many girls that is very, very entrepreneurial, and they start their business, they immediately start employing their classmates.
Right.
So it's amazing what they've come up with. And I love the inspiration and energy that they take on in this project. So it's been an exceptional, inspiring experience for me.
Great. And I suppose energy is also one of those key aspects, Jason, that you must have, eh?
Yeah, and we feed off the kids, you know. When they get these concepts, like teaching them business model canvassing, which is just a one-page business plan, which after the second lesson they can go out and implement. And on the third lesson, when we come back and they told us, like now with this school now, that four businesses had started, I mean, that's where the real energy comes, and that's why we do it, for that joy and love that you see in these kids in their faces, you know, seeing from any area, from the private schools to the more disadvantaged schools, is seeing these little faces light up when they realize, oh, that's how they do it.
And how have the teachers responded to what you guys do as well? I mean, I'm sure it must have opened some of their eyes too.
Yeah, the teachers have been absolutely amazing. And like we said, before we actually do the class, we do a workshop with them where we show them what we're doing and the fun way we do it. You know, we don't do it like teachers are teaching because of... We find the way they teach it. So all our lessons are activity-based. We teach kids low-hanging fruit exercise on how to find customers with apples hanging in trees. So they find it just as fun as we do, and they participate in all the activities as well quite often within the class.
Lastly, Jason, what can parents do? I know you guys include them as part of your training, but anyone listening to our conversation also wanting to further promote entrepreneurship, what can parents do at home?
Well, the one thing, and Lisa, who's the founder, who actually came up with all the curriculum, we call her Batman. She the one really amazing concept is, instead of having a naughty corner, she came up with having an innovation corner. So when your child has done something they shouldn't, instead of putting them in the corner to cry, you can actually put them in an innovation corner where you can have old scraps of, you know, I don't know, whatever kind of bits or pieces lying around the house, and gets them to actually make something constructive during that time. So that's just one of the little avenues, and also the conversations they have at home. You know, just getting more involved and start looking at problems and solutions and discussing things and opportunities with them. So it's a lot about the conversations that parents are having with them and encouraging, yeah.
You may just find that the children, because I mean, this is a wonderful idea with the innovation corner, that they'll purposefully just break the rules a bit so they can sort of problem solve, which is a good thing as well.
That's a change of mindset.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for your time. Where can people find out further information about what you do?
They can go to our website, which is futureproofsa.com. Or if they want to get in touch, it's jason@futureproofsa.com.
Fantastic. Jason Newmark and Lana Sinclair, thank you so much.
Thanks.